Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after seven years, that's what he goes there for, to unlock the door. Well, those around him created silently.
Welcome everybody to Vibe Time with Jerry, and I have my co-host David Flowers. Yeah, there.
Hello.
Hello. And we got Stevens. Yep, we got John Stevens. Muted right now for Virginia Paranormal Events, but we're going to bring him on in just a second. I'm just trying to make sure that everything is set up where it needs to be, as far as Facebook. Anyway, Vibe Time with Jerry airs every Tuesday night. It's me and David Flowers at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the call-in number for that is 516-387-1922. And since we have John Stevens on the air with us, we are not going to really need to announce Virginia Paranormal Events because he's going to come on and talk all about it. So let's unmute John Stevens. How are you doing?
Hey. How y'all doing? Can you hear me all right?
Yep, I'm just sitting over here making sure everything is on public, which it is not, figure. So I'm sitting over here getting ready to change it all to make sure that way we can see comments, because unfortunately with the StreamTard, you have it set to public every week, and then for some reason it goes to friends, and then you can't, if it's not set to public, you can't see any comments. So we're now public, and that way if anybody tunes in, they're going to be able to see that, one, I'm off of restriction. Number two, I got David Flowers as a co-host. I suckered him into it, and he's here with me. And then we got the infamous John Stevens from Virginia Paranormal Events.
Well, I am always truly humbled to come onto this show and meet so many people that I've never met before and talk. Things happen in Virginia, and so there's a lot of things going on, but, you know, there's always a lot of stuff we need to go over when we get together, but I would be amiss if we did not talk about the special guest that showed up at the Manor House spur of the moment the other night, and I about fell out on the floor when I saw the picture hit Facebook as soon as it was published with Amy from I can't even remember. I was shell shocked when I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's Amy Brunei with off one of my favorite shows there off the Travel Channel, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. How come I didn't come down or know about that?
David will explain all that.
Yeah,
go for it.
She's just down on a spur-of-the-moment vacation with her family. Wow. Well, you know, that would probably somehow turn out to be a future show showing up at your doorstep there at the Manor House. We can only hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you know what?
She seemed really interested. She took a lot of pictures, took some notes.
You know, it's Virginia's full of places like this. You know.
Oh yeah.
She probably could spend a good month or so going around all places in Virginia and just like oh my gosh, we could just do a whole TV show in the state of Virginia. Because I can't imagine, I mean, there are old places everywhere, but they don't have the, like, the history that Virginia's got and the haunted places that Virginia has.
Right. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
David, say something.
Hello.
Because I know I didn't mean you. Teresa said you didn't have any sound, but she read lips. Good. I don't see how she, because you're all on the same phone with me. Oh, now I can't hear you. Okay. Talk. Nope, can't hear you. You're fired. I don't know what happened to David. Oh, wait a minute. Is it because there's a mic mute? I should be able to. Oh, wait, Dave, I lost you on the air. You got to call back in. That's why there's no sound. I'm sorry, John. When Teresa said there was no sound, I was trying to figure out why there wasn't no sound. I mean, it's bad enough that my speakers on my own computer isn't working. So, yeah. You're good. Just call back into the switchboard, and I'll pick you right back up. No problem. We always have technical difficulties somewhere. 516-387-1922.
I always have to look it up. I can't ever remember the
number. Well, I do too, and I've had Vibe Time now for 2.5 years, almost going on 3 years, and I still got to look up my own phone number.
So we'll talk a little bit about the Manor House. I want to talk about the Bigfoot conference that just happened this weekend because it affected a lot of people, and you would have known a lot of people there. And so I want to kind of give shout outs to people that were there, and then some upcoming events all around the state. But so you had a special guest at the Manor House. What night was that? Was that
We had two of them. We had Dennis Eslock come out also. We actually had Gene Wells come out. Those are special little guests to me, but are you talking about Amy?
No. We had already talked about Amy, touched on that, but
okay.
I mean I saw where you had Dennis and
mm-hmm.
I saw where you had Gene back, what was that, a couple of weeks ago that you had Gene there?
Yep.
And then who was with Dennis last night? Another member of
Crop? Heather. Her name's Heather. She's one of our new Crop members. So we are looking forward to investigating with her. So that was really cool.
Has she been coming to the cabin? I don't think I saw the picture of her, but I don't think I've ever met her.
No, you haven't met her in person. She's kind of new, and she's come out to the cabin a couple of times. So, yeah, you'll get to meet her. I know, David. David is not allowed to smile. He can't do it.
Right.
There you go.
Well,
he can't have fun. I'm sorry. Not on the show.
So is that the first time that Dennis has been to the Manor House?
Yes.
It is.
It is.
And what did he think?
I think he had a good
experience.
Go for it, Dave. Tell him.
He enjoyed himself. And him and Heather, they were on the tour. They liked the tour, but they also got it really interesting on the investigative side of it because we stayed a little bit later and doing a little bit, and they got quite a bit.
Yeah, that's always cool. You know, a lot of people don't realize all the stuff that kind of goes on, even during your presentation. And Jerry's captured a lot of that stuff on the body cams and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's amazing how much that we miss.
It is.
John Sullivan and I were talking about that, where he's going to start wearing a body cam all the time, and he said several things happened at recent events that he would have never known about if it wasn't for extra recorders and things like that capturing things. So
I agree. We the body cam is an awesome thing to wear. It picks up stuff. We put our body cams on from the time we get there until the time we wrap up, and the stuff that we capture is amazing to me, down to, you know, we always talk about orbs emitting their own light, and we do have one video of one. It goes kind of fast, but it's still, the bottom line is that had we not had the body camera on, we would have never captured that because it happened so fast. We get a lot of EVPs out at the manor house, a lot. And you know, they may not mess with the equipment as much sometimes, but they're there. And Dennis got some really good EVPs yesterday. I just was, like, stoked.
Yeah, it's always pretty cool when you get something and you're like, none of us heard that, right? You know, that wasn't
right.
Anything outside, right? You know, yeah, it's hard to explain to somebody who's never experienced something like that. But so this past weekend, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying hi to people coming in. We got Michaela that came in. Teresa's here. Kimberly's tuning in. Tina's on the actual switchboard calling in, and I'm just acknowledging people. Ronnie said he brought Shayla a ProMaster body cam. She wears it all the time. Yeah, it's. We have been, how you doing? Thank God I'm off of Facebook restriction now, but, you know. But David and I, we wear them all the time, and we have actually synced our body cams, so they're set up pretty much for the same time, everything. It's, you know, it's critical almost.
Yeah, it was
good.
Before
I got a really good EVP. If Jerry got a really good EVP, I think it was Saturday night, through her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said something sounded like a pirate, and they told her to do something.
Yeah. It's not X-rated, so, I mean, it's our show is not child. It's an R-rated show. We all know that children should be on here. But anyway, so I was sitting over here innocently minding my own business, and I was running an EVP session, and I heard something that sounded like to be a pirate. So I said, you know what, that sounds like a pirate. And you know what it said? Fuck you, bitch. That's what it said. Ain't that something, John Stevens?
It is. Well, it's...
Clear cut. Clear-cut EVP.
It happens to you quite a bit, Jerry, but...
I know, but... I've been called worse.
No, I know.
When you go to Old House Woods, it's even worse. They call me the S-word and the Mac Daddy of them all, the Big C.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. I was shocked, personally.
Real quick, for those that haven't gone to the manor house, give a quick 20-second spill, David or Jerry, it doesn't matter, of the nights, how they can get tickets, the hours, what goes on, and what to expect.
Yep, go for it, Dave. Your tour.
Okay, The tours are Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. They start at 9 p.m. They do not take credit cards or the phone, so you actually have to be there to buy your ticket. Just go to the activities that's there at the resort. And the address is 3601 Ironbound Road in Williamsburg.
And when you get to the security gate, because it is a gated resort, you have to tell them that you're there for the manor house ghost tour, so they let you through.
Yeah, you know, somebody said something to me this week, and they said they really wanted to go, but they weren't a timeshare member. I was like, you can go to the, they will let you in. Just tell them you're going to the ghost tour, and they'll let you in the front gate, and they'll say that building straight ahead at the end of the, you know, the end of the long drive. But you've got to go get your buy your ticket at the activities desk, which is back. You might have to get somebody to tell you where that building is. I know where it's at, but sometimes it's
well, they got the little signs, like when you pull up, they got like different listings, like on little signs. I think it's before the stop sign or something like that, and it'll tell you which direction to go. Michaela, you're going to have to get a car.
Yeah, if you get there early enough, I can walk you down to the activities desk.
Yeah.
That's right. And so I encourage everyone that hasn't had a chance. I'm only saying that because I've had so many people come up to me or at events or message me how they can get tickets, how they can go there, because we really had an explosion of interest after the picture of Amy shows up visiting, you know, and I knew it would probably take something like that for a lot of people to say, oh, wow, if she will go to something like that, it just brought a lot of interest, and rightfully so. But so David's been plugging away at this for years. So
yeah.
He's presented this ghost tour for a long time and had it, you know, going on, and it's really, really an awesome place. And so,
yeah, 12 years, right, David? 12 years? You've been doing the tour for 12 years. I'm just your little assistant person. He's been doing it for 12 years.
Yeah, I'm the boss, so she keeps firing me.
Fired. Everybody has to grade me on the tour just to make sure I don't get fired.
So I went to, this past weekend, went to the Virginia Bigfoot Con. It was in, this year was in Stanton. And, you know, it was beautiful weather, but it was all indoors anyway, so weather would not have mattered. A lot of people came, and this thing gets bigger every year. And even if you don't have any, believe or not believe it, that's not even an issue when it comes to these types of things, because for the first time, this was the fourth year I think we've had it, we had a lot of paranormal vendors there, almost equal with the amount of Bigfoot vendors or other vendors that show up for these type of things, cryptid vendors. People like John Sullivan with Fredericksburg Paranormal, Supernatural Paranormal was there. Shayla and Ronnie were there. Saw Pam Kenny was selling her books there. Your friend, she had a table set up, and John Harris. And Lynn Harris with RVA Paranormal, and our friends with Haunted Nights and Twisted Paranormal, Tana and Lyle Lotz and Brandon and Missy Sykes were there. They had a huge section. So a lot of people that we know and consider as friends, we were all there to... you know, and I enjoyed the speakers that they had this year. There were really some excellent speakers giving some good presentations on the search and the evidence that people are finding about Bigfoot, not only elsewhere, but here in Virginia as well. So heard a lot of interesting things, met a lot of interesting people. Howie O'Dell was there with the hat and everything, representing himself. I think he did a Facebook Live from there. I know I'm going to leave some people out because it was like every time I turned around, there was somebody else I knew. And so there will be another Bigfoot Con coming up in October.
Ooh, when?
I'm starting to see the
day. Do you know the day?
I think it's October 8th.
Thank you, Kayla. The 8th?
Uh-huh. And I'm not sure if that will be in the same location. Last year they had it. Can't think. It's a little bit south of Harrisonburg. I can't think of the town that they had it in. But it was really a beautiful day in October. It was really hot, actually. And they had a really good turnout that day for that event. They had all the vendors outside and the speakers were inside. So
that's really cool. And it was
yeah.
Beautiful weather for everything. I mean, not just for – I mean, it just was beautiful all the way around. I mean, you couldn't have asked
yeah.
for a more prettier weekend.
That's right. It was a great
Father's
great weekend.
How was your Father's Day?
Yeah.
Did you have a nice Father's
wonderful.
Day?
I had somebody take me to lunch. I had family take
Aww.
Me to lunch. And we had a good steak. And then my kids took me to dinner. But I had not gotten over lunch yet, and I was already eating dinner. So, and that was good. You know, it was my favorite Mexican. So, and then I happened to be off Monday. There's a lot of things going on, with me personally right now. Purchasing a home and also going, my mother's going into a facility. So there's a lot of moves and things going on in our family right now. My sister's buying a home. I've had other family members buying homes all of the same month. You know, it's just really been crazy. So a lot of movement. So
how's Donna?
How's Donna?
Yeah.
She's doing well. She's, for those that don't know, that's my sister. And she's a good friend of Jerry and lived there in Urbana where Jerry lives. We, actually, Donna's down in Richmond today to help with my mom's move into the facility. So she's helping her pack things. And so she's endless energy. So I would have given up a long time ago, but Donna's just still plugging away.
Heck, yeah, she'll run circles around all of us. Are you kidding? To include
yeah.
me, she'll ride bike circles around me with her, let's drive 35 miles. And I'm like, I'm tired. She's like, no, we can go an extra lap. And I'm like, no, we can't. I'm done. I miss
yeah.
our bike ride.
That's right. I do too. And I haven't really been biking that much. I used to try to get down to Jamestown about like once a week to bike the trail and everything. But with gas the way it is, I've really have cut back on any kind of long drives
yeah.
anywhere. And it's just, I just got to figure out other things to do around, this area.
Shocked me when I went to the gas station yesterday and it was at 467. I was like, is their stuff broke? I was like, 467, and then I went down to Porter's towards West Point, and I was like, dang, that's 465. I was like, maybe these machines are broke or, their gas stuff. Maybe they punched in the wrong number because I'm not used to seeing that now. And then I get all the way down to 7-Eleven, it's 489, and coming back home, I was like, dang, it's still 465 here. So I was like, wow, they actually came down with shock. Hi, Lucy. Hey,
I see where Ronnie put in there. Yeah, that's where it was. The Wire Cave Community Center is where it was last year, October 8th. That's a great location for the Bigfoot thing because last year it was about the same time, early October, and there were a lot of fall festivals going on all through the Shenandoah Valley last year, about the same time. I think we had people stopping by that were on their way to other festivals, and they saw all the Bigfoot stuff, and they decided to stop by and check out all the vendors and everything that were in the parking lot and stuff. So that's why I think there was such a big turnout last year. This year, I mean, with the speakers and everything, it's a little bit more professional. These people are kind of well known in the Bigfoot world, and they, you know, they're not unknowns, you know. So he's getting some really good speakers now, and the and of course the vendors this year, he had a lot of vendors. He almost had too many vendors, but there's such a good amount of paranormal people that showed up this year, and of course Lyle helped with the with the sound and the setup and all that for the place, and so he's helped Daniel Benoit with that part of it. If Jerry, yeah. If you ever want to have somebody good come on your shows, have Daniel come on, talk maybe a little bit about Bigfoot. He'd love to come on, and there's a whole list of people I've got for you that you can bring on. Not necessarily about Bigfoot. I'm talking about that's just one suggestion. So it's,
yeah, if that, a lot of that's people really interesting because I've been interested in Bigfoot for quite a while.
Yeah,
so
you know,
I think it'd be really interesting to talk to them.
They always take a big kind of a poll during the conference about, you know, who here in the room believes in Bigfoot. And, you know, 80-90% of the hands go up, but there's always a few that don't believe or are very skeptical. I don't have a problem with that, because I could give you an argument of why there isn't a known thing called Bigfoot. Yeah, I mean, I could go down all the reasons why I've heard them all. There's no body, there's no real true evidence, things like that. But I could turn around and also, the court of law, we can convict someone of murder without ever finding a body.
That's very true.
And it's a lot of times it's like that with the Bigfoot community. You can bring up things like they had actually talked about this the chances of finding a black bear who has died of natural causes. If you find a carcass of one, it's like a one in, I mean, you'll never find it. You'll never find one in the wild. And that's unbelievable.
I never thought about that, but you're absolutely right.
So there are also, they had one guy presented a clip that showed they were out in Africa, and these guides would take people to where these gorillas were, and the forest was really thick, but it kind of reminded you of like Oregon and Washington and the deep woods of California, how it would look. And the guides knew that the gorillas were there, but no one could see them, and they were only 10 feet away, and they could not see them. That's how camouflaged they were. And they have to let the guides have to let the gorillas know with a sound that they've trained them with, to let them know that they're not there hunting them, that they are friends, and so the gorillas don't attack them. So it was really cool to watch that presentation on video. But
I think we lost Jerry.
You know, has Jerry come back yet?
We're supposed to be. Yeah, we just had a power outage. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know how my phone is still running because we had a power outage, like a real quick power outage, and so it's knocked everything off. And it's the internet. It's not so real coming in here blipping anything. We have had problems with our stupid I can't even think of the internet company, Breezeline, all this week. It's been nothing but the issues with them. And unfortunately,
Kimberly is saying no sound.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably won't hear it right now because I'm running stuff off of my cell phone. So I was trying to hook back into my it has nothing to do with her. It has to do with I've got major internet issues in a sucky place. So it's not her.
But David, are you able to hear Jerry? Because I can hear her through my phone, but
that's the only thing I'm listening to is my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back online now, but it's not so royal knocking my stuff off either. It's not that. It's major internet issues. So I'm trying to run off of my hotspot because, like I said, BreezeLine sucks. They really need to either shut them down or, you know, put another internet company in. Y'all should be able to come back up here in a second.
Is everybody able to hear David and I, or is it just...
I can hear both of y'all. It's just that when my internet did what it did, it just cut the Facebook Live off real quick. It should be back on. I'm sure somebody will let us know that they can hear us.
Yeah, if somebody could let us know in the chat if they can hear us.
Yeah. I mean, as far as on StreamTard, because we're on Blog Talk Radio with no problems.
Okay. And how are most people listening? Are they listening through Blog Talk or are they?
We got them listening through both. I don't want to be welcome to your world, trust me. That's my sister, welcome to my world. No, thank you. Not with that. But go ahead. Y'all keep talking, and I'm going to keep fixing the technical ones on this.
Well, if everybody can hear me, I'll just go through a quick rundown of some things that are going to be taking place. I finally decided to do the smart thing and just write them down instead of trying to go to all the notes that I had everywhere, sticky notes that I keep. So I just decided to try to write it down, and I might miss a few things, but... in the next few weeks, there's probably a lot of things going to be going on. And that's why I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that if they're not able to travel some distances to go to some of these places, that there are options if you want to investigate places like the Manor House and Williamsburg, centrally located in Virginia. Because not all the places are now... always going to be available. But so on the 24th of June, 24th and 25th, St. Albans is hosting Dinner with a Ghost with Haunted Nights is putting on a thing there with Dinner with a Ghost. And so that's a two-night event. And then actually, let me backtrack and just tell everybody real quick that this Saturday night on the Travel Channel, the Portals to Hell show, it's going to be the episode where they were at Pamplin Park. And I think that was probably over a year ago that they filmed there. I could be wrong about that, but it seems like it was a long time ago that they filmed that episode. And so if you haven't been to Pamplin Park, this is a good way to see the park, but you still need to go out there. But to have some people like these guys with that TV show, that's just awesome that it gets the publicity that it does. And I hope it really helps.
Dennis was part of that, wasn't he?
Yep.
You know, I want to say he was.
Virginia.
I want to say that he was part of that.
Him and Gene Wells were, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I got to make sure I remember to watch that. That's this Saturday night. Again, at St. Albans, first the 9th of July, the Tennessee Rape Chasers, Chris and Mike, are going to be there with Haunted Nights again. They were there in January, was the last time, so they're going to be back in July. St. Albans is one of these places that's just wide open right now. So just about every weekend there's something going on there. The 16th of July, there's a couple of things going on. There's the Exchange Hotel, Tennessee Rape Chasers, a week later. After St. Albans, they're going to be at the Exchange Hotel. I think that event is close to being sold out if it's not already sold out. Then also Transcend Paranormal is going to be with putting on an event at Henricus on the 16th of July. Then the 23rd of July, CPRI is putting on an event at Scotchtown. They do a lot of data collecting. They're good investigators, but they are really into the scientific method of investigating and collecting data. And they'll be at Scotchtown, and it's near Ashland. And then on the this is a multi-night event that I'm going to be telling you about. On July 30th, August 20th, and September 17th. So for July, August, and September, there's going to be a lockdown at Belgrove with Covert Paranormal and John Sullivan and Fredericksburg Paranormal, where it's an all-night investigation. They just had one this past weekend there. So they're that's what they're doing as far as the ghost investigation and tours. They were doing them every week. That's no longer the case at this time. They're just doing these lockdowns, and there's one a month. So July 30th, August 20th, and September 17th, they are doing a lockdown. You can always, all these events are on Virginia Paranormal Events. You can click on the link, find out how to buy tickets, whether the ticket's going to be still available. And those are most of the events that are going to be happening within the next couple of months. So I'm sorry if I've missed something, but things kind of come up, and I may forget to all the ghost tours and things like that are constantly going on. I'll be remiss to say that Culpepper just did their first ghost tour of the season last night. Culpepper Paranormal in downtown Culpepper did their two-hour ghost tour, where they take you around. That's a really cool place. Culpepper's got a lot of history, a lot of Civil War history, but they also will stop in front of places and say, we investigated here. This is what we got. It's really some they've got multiple events coming up too. So they had the one last night, but they've got another one, I think, next month or maybe in the fall. So,
yeah, I think they did that to a sold-out crowd as well.
Yes. Those tickets went fast. So that's,
yeah.
They
said they sold out in 2 days.
They get with the town is very open to them doing these ghost tours. And, I took one back in the fall with them last year. And, of course, it was dark early, so that it was really good. Last night, I think it was probably light most of the night. However, they go back to do it again in the fall. It'll probably be dark. It's really a cool city, but great team, Culpepper Paranormal. They do a lot of private investigations. They don't do a lot of public events, but when they do, you want to make sure that you get involved with that because they're really good at what they do. And they came and visited y'all down at the Manor House not too long
ago. Yeah, they did. Yeah, yeah. Jerry's about to pull her hair out.
I am, because we've had no sound this whole time, and my supporters have been very supportive, supporting me. Thanks. And they can't even hear what the hell I just said.
So
hold
are they
on.
Just
I'm
seeing
trying,
her
I'm,
lips moving?
Yeah. Y'all just, I need y'all to stay on a second. Just bear with me. Just keep talking because I'm going to drop this call and move on to something else. Hold on. I'm really trying hard to keep it going. Hold on.
So, David, did you get nervous at all when you looked and you saw Amy and you said, now I've got a – was her and her family the only ones taking the tour? Were there other people there or what?
Yeah, we had a really big crowd that night. And it was her and her daughter, her husband or boyfriend or whatever he is. He wasn't there. So just the two of them, and they seemed to like it. I wasn't nervous at all. The way I look at it, she puts her pants on one leg at a time like I do.
Yeah, did anybody else, like in the crowd, know who she was or recognize her? Or did you have to introduce her or did...
No, I did not introduce her because she was there on a vacation and she wasn't working. So, and she appreciated not being called out.
Yeah, I would think that you would probably just like, you know, not want to kind of bring attention to it. But did anybody kind of figure it out who she was or recognize her?
I think there might have been maybe one or two, but not real sure about that.
I don't think so. Nope, because they sure didn't go running up and saying, hey. No, we kept privacy private.
You know, the thing is a lot of people watch the ghost hunting shows. And,
they do.
You know, some people.
She didn't look the same as she does on her show. I mean, she was all, you know, Busch Gardens ready.
Yeah.
You know, so, and we just, you know, when people go on vacation, they want to go on vacation. Now, if somebody recognizes them like David did, I was honest with her. I told her I never watched her show. I didn't know who she was, and I haven't watched her show, and I didn't know who she was. David had just talked about her the day before, and I actually mixed her up with the Dead Files chick.
Oh, no.
I mean,
no.
I didn't. I don't watch them because when you see spirit every day and you deal with it every day, you just don't watch those shows. And I was honest with her, and she was really, really nice about the fact that I told her that I had not watched her show. And she was like, you know what, that's okay. You know, I said, I'll watch it now. I said, but my sister watches your show. I wanted to get a picture with you so I could make her jealous. That was my whole picture.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is her and Adam do well with that show. That show is very popular. The places that they go are really good, and they keep it simple, you know, and they don't – not everything's a demon or anything like that. So it's they've got a simple, basic approach to ghost hunting. I think that's why the show is very popular, because they seem to be very genuine people.
Yeah.
And they have Chip Coffee on there.
Learn so many things off from different people, too. I mean, I think I've watched one episode, one show, and I was like, oh, that's very interesting. I like watching how different teams do different things. Like, I love watching Dennis do his EVP sessions, because it's just how, you know, same thing with Gene Wells. They always introduce themselves. It doesn't matter if they're out in the woods at the cabin on 360. Don't matter if they're in the basement. Even though that's where they're always investigating at, they still always introduce themselves. And I learn a lot from that, which is something that I had gotten thinking about, because even though we're in the manor house three times a week, we still have pass-through spirits that come through there that don't know who we are. They don't. And we are going to have to approach a couple things differently. And I'm sure you agree with me on that. I don't know if you do or not.
I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah, we're going to have to assume that they know who we are.
I never thought about it before. I never thought about it.
I didn't either, and that was the purpose.
Thank you, Kimberly.
You know, I know glowworms. You know, that's what my thought process is, because we do have some stuff going on, and we can't assume that they always know who we are. And after last EVP sessions, it just, that's what got me thinking. I'm like, wait a minute, you know, and so we need to do that. And that's something that I think everybody that is getting into ghost hunting or that wants to ghost hunt needs to know too, is we tell them to be respectful, but we also need to teach them to, or tell them at least to introduce themselves, because you're talking like to ghost people like, you know, we're talking, you talk the same way to them, you don't talk to them any different, and you would want to be introduced. Because you're talking about somebody that don't know you. It's a thought.
The techniques that people are using a lot of times are just, we tend to overthink as investigators.
Yep.
And we just don't keep it as simple as it possibly should be. And I forgot who it was I was listening to, and they say they just they learned this technique that wasn't original to them, that they like to tell jokes and laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they've said that ever since they've taken that approach, a very light approach and everything like that, and they spend a lot of time laughing, that they get a lot more responses. And
you, so I think because you're vibrating at a higher plane, at a higher vibrational plane. If you go in with low vibes, hi John Savage, if you go in there with low vibes, you're gonna get that. And with higher energy vibes, actually David and I talked about that, and Kimberly, in conversations last week, we discussed that we can't be going in any place that we're investigating at, even for the tour for that matter, with a low vibrational setting. It's just, it'll mess it all up. You got to operate at a higher level and, you know, laugh and joke around and, you know, just, hi, John Sullivan.
Hey, John Sullivan.
Yes, I mean, there's, and so, you know, Sullivan can tell you that a lot of the new things that they're trying, he was telling me about some new techniques that they're trying, tried, and he was telling me about the human pendulum. Method of using like John was saying, when he was standing there, like the spirits would push him in one way or the other, kind of like, you know, like he was the pendulum, and it was working.
I love doing pendulum. I haven't done that in the manor house, but I really do like doing it. I do it when you want to test different medications your body's going to like or not like. Your body can automatically be a pendulum to that. You just got to figure out your yes and no and your I don't know. It's so cool. I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay,
it's
explain
really
something to me. Human pendulum, because something broke up, so I didn't really hear everything. What am I going to do, hang you upside down by a rope?
No.
Since I haven't done it, I'll let Sullivan explain it. Maybe he can explain it in the chat. But
it's really cool.
It's kind of allowing your body to be manipulated, like to be moved physically, like back and forth to questions. And according to him, like, they will do it. They will move you backwards or frontwards or something.
That's cool.
That's a technique that I don't necessarily think you have to open yourself up like you're
No, you don't.
You're allowing something to take over your body. It's just the physical.
Right. You can do it for medications, or I'll show you tomorrow how to do it. Then you can sit over here and decide.
I was reading some new equipment that's not really ready to be released onto the market, but it's coming down the road. And it may be real expensive, probably initially, so most people won't be able to do it. But they are really getting, like, full-blown into this, coming up with equipment that's going to blow your mind. And so it's going to make things that we have today, like...
I really don't need any, John.
Like I know.
I can't
like
even. I got now, John.
Things like that.
It's like I leave it all at the manor house. Okay, so if I keep leaving equipment, I'm not going to have any.
But I forgot where I heard it. But there was this thing that's being tested right now. They're trying to see how they can make it affordable. But it's somehow, and I'm going to butcher this, but somehow it sends almost like an energy field blast into a certain area of a room, and it will actually pick up almost manifestations of spirits. And the thing is, it takes so much energy and so much power that it's they can't control the length or the amount right now, but they have somehow been able to prove this in a kind of, I guess, in lack of a better term, a laboratory setting that they can, and they're trying to test this out in a smaller way of packaging it for ghost hunters. Now, I'm sure initially it's going to be very expensive. We're talking, it might not be ready for a few years. But that's where it's going. It's going like we're about ready to make EMF detectors and all of these little light-up gadgets becoming obsolete things. And it kind of makes you think, like, are they going to be able to, like, right now we're trying to prove that there are spirits and everything, because the best evidence we get, obviously the best evidence we get is when we get a picture of something. But since we can't ever trust pictures, we need to have EVPs is probably the next best thing as far as evidence goes. Unfortunately, we don't always get that.
You're right.
That's what caused it, McCain.
David was choking. We had to help him. He's okay now.
Yeah.
Did he go back on mute again? Okay, he's...
He's okay. Just had to make sure. You ain't ditching me for the manor house, dude. Forget that.
So,
well, John,
you know,
Steven,
as always
talk about a little bit about your page, because I have new people on here that have not been, that may not know about your page. I've got new followers and everything, so I need to go over your page a little bit, what it's about, and how you came up with that, because people, like I said, I got new people on here, new are new to the paranormal and different things. May not know about your page,
yeah,
so can you go over it?
Yeah, I'll tell everybody real quick. Virginia Paranormal Events, it was founded by me and a friend of mine, Jeff Watts, who's up in Columbus, Ohio, and we... he's also from Virginia, and we love history, and we love investigating and ghost hunting, things like that, and, you know, and trying to, we just we just find it a cool thing to do. But I was having a hard time trying to keep up with all the events that were going around, whether it be ghost tours or things happening. So we decided to start a page basically to keep up with all of this. And then we put it out there, and people started to kind of like it because they could they started asking us questions like, hey, what are the tickets? What are the prices for this stuff? Where do we go? And so it became kind of snowballed a little bit in that I started meeting a lot of different teams and meeting the people behind the teams and what they were doing and all the all the investigations that were going on and ghost tours, things like that. And so this became a page where I could put everything at so that people could easily find. And
right.
And right now we're at about 5,000 members. So it's really exploded in the last few months. It's really.
John Sullivan told me to tell you thank you for sharing things on your page, John.
The thanks goes out to y'all and to guys like Sullivan and Ronnie and Shayla who just the things that y'all do and all the events that y'all put on and are putting together for people like me to go to and to experience. It just it's awesome. I get a chance to hang with some pretty cool people and to let people know about it. I can't go to all the events, but it's really tough when there are multiple events on the same night. I find that sometimes hard to do. It's hard to choose, especially if it's a place you haven't investigated or had a chance to go to. So there's still a lot of places on my bucket list that I need to do.
John Sullivan said that he tells everybody on his tours at Bell Grove and the events that they go to the Virginia Paranormal Events page, and we do the same. John at the Manor House will tell people, if you want to know different sort of different paranormal, activities or just where to go, just go to Virginia Paranormal is what we tell people also.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of people interested in it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that all they want to do is ghost tours. All they want to do is, they haven't even thought about investigating. They don't even know that that's even an option. I was doing all these ghost tours, and somebody said, they got an investigation at the Exchange Hotel. And I was like, really? But we don't have no equipment. They're like, no, you don't need no equipment. Just show up with your phone. You'll be fine. And so that's what we did. And we were there in the Exchange Hotel to 2 a.m., 6 hours. And I was like, I was hooked at that point, as most people are after you start doing it. And then you're just like, all right, where's the next investigation? Oh, it's at the cabin on 360, or it's at Pamplin Park, or, and I started doing ghost tours all over the state, down at Blacksburg and in Stanton, and, finding out that places like, Yorktown does ghost tours. In Williamsburg, of course. So there's a lot of things like that. A lot of people are interested in that type of stuff, And I think that's why the Manor House does really well.
Thank you. Yeah, Billy said you should go around to different events and just interview people, random people when you go.
Yeah, I've been trying to I've been meeting a lot of people. So I met a lot of people at the Virginia Bigfoot Con this past weekend. Because there were a lot of people interested in the paranormal. So.
Yeah. I need a new shirt. Mine's like washing out, dude.
Oh, I got another one for you. If y'all need another one.
Yeah, I'll need another one because you gotta wear it frequently. I have to advertise.
And I don't know if I've got any more hats, but I'll if y'all need a hat, I can get you one too.
Yeah, get me a hat and a shirt, please. Thank
you. Sorry. Now, do we have to get off? Is it 9 o'clock yet?
I have to match David Flowers on the tour. He's got a Virginia Paranormal Events hat. Why don't I?
Yeah.
Taller than you are. Yeah, we have to match.
Yeah, I wear your hat on the tour all the time, John.
He really does wear the hat on the tour all the time.
Well, is the show ending at 9 or what? Or do we keep going?
We're going to probably end it in about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if Ryan was coming on after us.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure you got everything in that you got in.
Yeah, I did. I see that Sullivan mentioned also, again, about the Portals of Hell this Saturday. That's going to be awesome. I need to watch that. And I do thank everybody. I really do thank everybody for doing Virginia Paranormal Events. But really, it's just a page that people can find out what's going on in the state. And you know, I have a lot of people send me stuff that they want me to sell their stuff on there, and I don't want to get startled on that because I don't want to be held liable for something that if someone bought something, you know, or. And that's why I'm also, like, I always only post events of people that I know because I don't want somebody to be scammed out of anything. And people just have to know that I'm just – if someone has a ghost tour or something going on, I really need to know that it's a legit thing and that people don't send people money unless you know for sure that what you're buying. So
John, I think keeping it to events is, you know, keeping it to events because, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, I fully get you because there is a lot of scam artists out there. So what you're doing is a fine job.
Yeah, you know, it's really the people that you know the best thing is when I go someplace now and I know. A lot of people that at these events or people will message me privately and just ask whether I'm going to be there. You know, it makes me feel good. It also makes me feel good when people come up to me and they tell me they've missed me or they haven't seen me for a while. That does make you feel really good. And, you know, I was hoping that, you know, we dealt with this pandemic for 2 years, and then now we're dealing with gas prices. So you're like, at some point, we'll get back to things being normal again.
Yeah, I hope
eventually.
So. I hope so. But, I appreciate you coming to my show every third Tuesday. John Stevens, in case y'all don't know you guys, he comes on the show every third Tuesday of every month. And talk about different events, different paranormal events that has occurred, or if John Stevens has went somewhere that I, you know, just different places that he's went. Sorry, I was trying to tag Michaela and something. I can't. She wants to see the picture of the manor, that photograph of the boy standing in the doorway. So when you get a chance, John, can you post somebody? Even it's on Virginia Paranormal Events, this cover page. If you go on to Virginia Paranormal Events and you go at scroll to the top page, you'll see the picture that he caught of the little childlike figure in the manor house right there.
Who was asking for that picture?
Oh, Michaela. She had never seen it. She's a friend of ours.
Oh.
She does stuff out at Old House Woods with Kimberly.
Okay.
Yeah, if she
wanted. It's right there on the page, and she can just click on that page and just see it. I do have a colored version of it. I just think the black and white just kind of brings it out a little bit even more.
Yeah, it really did.
And I show both the colored and the black and white on the tour, on the slideshow that I do after the tour. That's probably one of the top three photos ever taken at the Manor House.
Yeah,
and the way it and the way I took it, you know, not even knowing that I'd captured it until like the next day when I was going through 3,000 pictures, and because I had scared myself to death up there, just I basically took that picture blinded, you know, not I pointed the camera opposite to where I was looking because I didn't want to see what I was taking a picture of. And so I was doing that because I kept hearing noises, and I was like, it's time for me to get out of here, because I was up there by myself, and David was the only one downstairs. So, and then you get home and you find out what you, you know, you look at all these old pictures and you come across stuff. You know, and if I've taken pictures of stuff, and gone back later and said, you know, I never saw that streak through a picture, or what's that, you know, white thing in the background or something like that. And it's typically not clear, but it's not enough evidence to say what it is, you know. You just know it wasn't there when you took the picture.
Yeah, you got a really cool, I mean, that's just a really cool, I love that picture. It's creepy when you get EVP. When you get the EVPs of people, because sometimes you can't feel something around you and you'll be innocently minding your own business. Like, I got more EVPs with David Flowers not being there the Saturday before. I think it was the Saturday before, right? Yeah. Saturday before. And I just was, like, amazed. I came home and reviewed the camp again. I go upstairs and I ask, how are y'all doing today? And you get this woman in the body cam now. Later reviewing the recording, and she says, fine. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to go turn the light off in the bathroom, and you hear this kid say, got it, plain as day, just plain, right in the body cam. And I was like, that is so cool. I knew that there was stuff there. You feel it there, but to hear it in there is like, oh, they do like me after all, and they don't want to get rid of me. It was really cool.
I guess I'll just start taking every single day off.
He ain't leaving
David, how's
in there
your wife doing?
Yeah, I'll take Saturdays off. I'll go with John, and you handle the tour.
No. Ain't happening.
Can't blame a guy for trying.
Yeah, you'll be fired. All right, well, I guess are you going to be – we'll be – talking about our stories, John Stevens, third Tuesday, y'all, have John Stevens.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to get down to the Manor House here very shortly because I've got to get through this this moving type of thing right now that I'm going through.
I'm
having to do that a lot on the weekend, so I'm just kind of not getting a chance to do the stuff that I really want to do. I have to, you know, have to take care of this first, and then I'll get back out again. So,
Andable.
You're welcome anytime.
I'll just keep posting about it, and hopefully y'all's numbers there for the tours and everything will just continue to be awesome, and you never can tell who's going to show up for another tour.
You're right about that. Next week on Vibe Time with Gary, I've got Laura Bradley from Holistic Wellness Blends coming on. She's going to talk a little bit about her company in California and some of her products as, you know, online and different things like that. So that'll be next week. All right, John Stevens, we appreciate you.
Well, thank y'all again for having me on, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And for everybody out there, I'll, you know, I'll run into you at an event. If you, if I don't know you, I'm gonna try to find out who you are and stuff like that, so we can just don't be a stranger.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for everybody that tuned in. We really appreciate Kayla Kimberly, my sister that calls in. Gosh, if I forget people, Kayla, trying to go back to see it. I know Judas came in, John Sullivan, John Sullivan. I'm scrolling down through the list. Ronnie, Agnes, Michaela, if I said it twice, don't shoot me. If I missed anybody, please don't get upset, because I'm really trying to scroll back through and see everybody that tuned in. But we really appreciate the tune-ins every week. I appreciate y'all's support. And thank God that I'm not on Facebook restriction anymore. Whew. All right, John Stevens, I'm going to end the episode.
All right, thank you.
Y'all.
All right. We'll see you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
You hung up. I think.